Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
Hello, I'm Sandra Doucette. I've been hosting a French music show for over 5 years now. I enjoy promoting local French artists from all genres, traditional folk music, alternative rock, indie, metal, blues and jazz, and hip-hop, to name a few. Today we feature a handful of Francophone artists from Ontario and Quebec that have recently performed here in Ontario and also here in Guelph. We're not particular to one genre. We have some folk, we have some punk. I hope it pleases your heartstrings, and you learn a little bit about French music and culture today, and also discover some new emerging musicians. So first, let's start off with something a little bit more traditional. Talk about some good old folk music. Here's a wonderful Canadian singer-songwriter. Her roots reach down in New Brunswick soil. Lisa Leblanc, at 26 years old, the captivating Montreal singer, guitarist, banjo player who hails from Roseville, New Brunswick, has toured for 5 years with her band and sold over 140,000 records on two continents. Her ability to compose rousing, heart-wrenching narratives from everyday tales of love, friendship, and heartbreak has been compared to the sharp wit of Courtney Barnett, the rambling honesty of Bob Dylan, and the high-flying sincerity of Dolly Parton. Recorded at Mountain City Studios and a mix art studio in Montreal, Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen came together over the spring, guided by a wonderful team. Joseph Donovan took the reins as producer, also produced Sam Roberts and the Dears, while Michael Roy played guitar, Benoit Morier took on guitar and bass, and Maxime Gosselin played the drums. Award-winning singer Sam Roberts stopped in to help out with guest vocals on the tune, I Love You, I Don't Love You, I Don't Know. In the fall of 2015, she kicked off on a road trip in Nashville, which became a sort of musical and personal turning point for Lisa Leblanc. A huge fan of Cajun music and culture, her journey led her to Black Pot Camp in Eunice, Louisiana. Her trip provoked a floodgate of inspiration, especially after participating in all kinds of workshops, including Appalachian banjo, traditional Cajun song and guitar, bluegrass flat picking, square dancing, and Louisiana two-step. She continued her exploration through Lafayette, New Orleans, Austin, Asheville, and New York, and acquired new skills to refine her guitar and banjo techniques. Guided by her nomadic instinct, the results of her travels are in her most recent album. The music contains many throwbacks in her teenage inspirations, as well as hints of rock, folk, blues, classic rock, spaghetti western, and even some Hawaiian music. There are road songs inspired by the kind of people met during her travels, as well as love songs and breakup songs that speak to everyone. Traditional folk banjo with attitude. She has a fun way of looking at life on the bright side, no matter the hard times. Recent performances for 2017 were London's Folk Festival, Guelph's Hillside, and making a stop in Toronto before returning to Quebec. Let's have a listen to one of my favorite songs from Lisa Leblanc. Here we have Cerveau Ramolli.
Tellement plus rien qui se passe dans ma vie. dimanche à 9h, je me lève de bonne heure. Pour aucune raison spécifique, je suis rendu plate à mourir, je file mon cerveau ramollir. Je suis rendu plate à mourir, je file mon cerveau ramollir.
Ah, très belle ce morceau-là. That was from her self-titled album, released in March 2012. That was a really big start for Lisa Leblanc, really put her in the spotlight. It's unfortunate that we can't listen to the whole thing, as we have many other artists to talk about today. Next on the list we have Cœur de Pirate, solo project of Béatrice Martin. She started in 2008. Now a young mother, she has a lovely soft voice and won her 2 Félix Awards in 2009 and 2 more Félix Awards at the Gala Disque in 2012. She recently performed in Guelph at the Hillside this year. She has also performed in Toronto at Danforth Music Hall. Often tickets will sell out not only in Ontario, but also on her tours in Europe. Waterloo, the Starlight Social Club, was another sold-out show. This next piece is called Drapeau Blanc, and it's from her 2015 album, Roses.
Comment t'écrire que les journées demeurent longues? J'admire le ciel qui s'étend pour faire de l'ombre. Et t'écrire, c'est dire au revoir et pour de bon. On s'est bercé, enchanté, je t'éteins un bord à l'autre pour me perdre, pour te plaire. Je t'ai leurré de voyage, de rester sage et d'or et d'or. Et chaque dit que j'abandonne, j'en ai brûlé ton drapeau blanc. Tant que les notes résonnent, je jure qu'on peut arrêter le temps. Ne me laisse jamais seule, ne me laisse jamais seule. Qu'on ne se laisse plus seul avec le temps.
That's from one of her more recent albums that came out in August 2015. Cœur de Pirate, or Beatrice Martin, was born in 1989 and started playing piano at the age of only 3. She released her first solo album, self-titled Cœur de Pirate, in 2008. Next we have a Franco-Ontarien, Damien Robitaille, bringing us just over a decade of music. His first album released in 2006. He has experimented with many styles over the years and really shines at them all. Damien Robitaille, born in 1981. His mother an Anglophone and his father Francophone. Damien Robitaille grew up in a town called La Fontaine from the Georgian Bay Area. He started out with classic piano at the age of 8, and then 5 years later picked up the guitar. From there, it was trumpet in high school, at the same time was learning the violin. He continued his music studies at the University of Wilfrid Laurier in Waterloo and became the pianist in the orchestra. His first album, released in 2003 at the age of 21, Eponyme, no station would play his songs excepting the local community radio at La Fontaine. He decided to move to Quebec and continue his French studies at the École Nationale de Chanson de Granby, where he worked and reworked his songs. In the summer of 2004, he ended up at the finals of the Festival de Chanson de Saint-Ambroise, and 2 weeks later, the Festival International de la Chanson de Granby. He won 6 prizes, Le Prix Francophonie Réseau Ontario, Best Presence on Stage, and Coup de Cœur at the Festival de Chansons de Tadoussac. He then moved to Montreal and settled in. The beginning of 2005, he was awarded an Étoile Galaxie and a prize of $5,000 from the Art Council of Ontario. In the spring of 2008, he found himself touring France and Switzerland. It was in 2010, at the Francophonie de Montréal, that he won the prize Félix Leclerc de la Chanson. A whole year in preparation, the 4th album of Damien Robitaille was released in April 2017. With the help of Carl Bastien, the co-producer for Rêver Mieux de Daniel Bélanger, one of the first pieces of that album was released in November 2015 on the radio, Tout Feu, Tout Flamme, which set the tone of that album. Damien Robitaille, né en 1981 d'une mère anglophone et d'un père francophone, il a grandi à La Fontaine, petit village franco-ontarien situé sur les rives de la baie Georgienne. Il commence à étudier le piano classique dès l'âge de 8 ans, tandis que, 5 ans plus tard, il se met à l'étude de la guitare. Il s'inscrit à la trompette au sein de l'ensemble musical de son école secondaire, de même qu'il suit des cours de violon. Il étude le piano classique à l'Université Wilfrid Laurier, située à Waterloo, toujours en Ontario. Il devient vite pianiste dans l'orchestre. En 2003, Damien, alors âgé de 21 ans, lance un premier CD éponyme. Aucune station ne fait tourner ses chansons, à l'exception de la radio communautaire de La Fontaine. Peu de temps après, Damien Robitaille déménage à Québec pour étudier à l'École nationale de la chanson de Granby. Il travaille et retravaille ses chansons. En août, il se rend jusqu'à la grande finale du Festival de la chanson de Saint-Ambroise avant de répéter le même exploit 2 semaines plus tard au Festival international de la chanson de Granby. Il y remporte alors pas moins de 6 prix, à savoir les prix Francophonie Réseau Ontario. Meilleure présence sur scène, Coup de cœur, du Festival de la chanson de Tadoussac et Zoom sur la relève. Cette même année, il livre également un concert à l'occasion du très couru festival La Nuit sur l'Étang à Sudbury. Damien déménage à nouveau en octobre et s'installe cette fois à Montréal, où il perfectionne son répertoire de chansons tout en peaufinant son spectacle. Au début de 2005, il remporte la tournée Coup de foudre du réseau ontarien, une 15aine de représentations, ainsi qu'un prix Étoile Galaxie. Cette année même, il se mérite également une bourse de création de 5 000 du Conseil des arts de l'Ontario. Dans le cadre des Francophonies de Montréal, le prix Félix Leclerc de la chanson 2010. À l'automne, quelle ne fut pas sa surprise d'apprendre qu'il était en nomination dans 8 catégories en vue du Gala de disques 2010, nommé entre autres dans les catégories auteur ou compositeur de l'année, album de l'année, folk contemporaine, vidéoclip de l'année pour On est nu, le titre de son pièce. Spectacle de l'année, l'auteur, compositeur, interprète et scripteur de spectacle de l'année. C'est d'ailleurs cette dernière nomination qui lui aura valu son tout premier Félix, qu'il est heureux de partager avec son ami Pierre-Yves. Après un an de préparation, le quatrième album de Damien Robitaille nous arrive en avril 2017. Réalisé par Carl Bastien, co-réalisateur sur Rêver mieux de Daniel Bélanger, et la direction artistique nul autre que Michel Bélanger. Un premier extrait lancé en novembre 2015 s'impose à la radio, tout feu, tout flamme, donne le ton à cet album qui se vend festif, rythmé et où les harmonies vocales féminines viennent agréablement se marier à la voix de l'auteur-compositeur-interprète. On retrouvera donc assurément ce beau mélange sur scène des voix magnifiques, des musiciens chevronnés et une artiste pour qui la scène demeure un immense terrain de jeu. Rentrée montréalaise de 20 avril au Club Soda. Here we have a short segment of Damien Robitaille's Ennemi Imaginaire. Was pulled from his album that came out in April 2017 called Univers Parallèle. Like I said before, Damien has many albums that came out over the years. Casserole in 2012, Omniprésent aussi, also in 2012. One of my favorites that came out in September 2009 is Homme Autonome. That one there is a great album as well. He's such a joker in his lyrics. He really knows how to have fun on stage, and I think that's one of the main reasons why he puts on such a good show. Moving on, we have a very vibrant artist from Quebec. Claude Pelgag, a very colorful artist, from Trois-Rivières. She won the Félix Award for Best New Artist in 2014, and her album L'Alchimie des Monstres was a nominee for Best Francophone Album of the Year at the Juno Awards 2015. She spends a lot of time performing in Europe and Quebec, and has graced us with a performance at Hillside this summer. Here's a small piece called Les Ferrofluides Fleurs that came out in November 2016 on the album L'Étoile Thoracique. I hope you enjoyed that piece. as it can open your imagination and set it wild. Into the stars of les étoiles terrestres, as Chloé Pelgag would call them. Her full name, Chloé Pelletier-Gagnon, born in Saint-Anne-des-Monts. Quand Chloé Pelgag chante, les images s'animent. When Chloé Pelgag sings, the images come to life. Et quand elle joue, l'air se colore. And when her music plays, colors fill the air. She began her career in 2009 with her EP, L'Alchimie des Monstres. Up next, we have another group from Ontario, Moonfruits. This Ottawa folk duo with Alex Millard and Caitlin Milroy partners on stage and off. They summon music from a place where ideals and imagination intertwine. Their melodies are drawn from folk music. Escorted by banjo and parlor guitar, Moonfruit's soaring harmonies captivate listeners and celebrate common ground. In 2015, Moonfruit's participation in Emerging Artist Residency Program Roundpoint earned them a SOCAN Song Award for Les Marins and a Félix Leclerc Songwriting Residency Award. The following year, Moonfruits performed at La Nuit Émergente in Sudbury, Le Festival International de la Chanson de Granby, and as an official showcasing artist at Folk Music Ontario. 2017 has so far proved a remarkable year for the bilingual folk duo. Award recipients at Contact Ontarois, Moonfruits took part in the Unis TV Ballad at Toronto. They're featured live in studio during the first simultaneous radio broadcast of a bilingual show on CBC and Radio Canada, and released their sophomore album, Cinq Quelque Part. Pulling as much from their imagination as from their encounters on the road, this French language folk concept album plays like a short film soundtrack. Some of their past shows this year in 2017 were in Guelph, Toronto, also Barrie, Sudbury, and Peterborough. We're going to have a listen to one of their songs off of their album, Cinq Quelque Part. This is a piece called Le Marin.
La campagne m'a fatigué. On l'a élu, mais le monde et ses manigances l'ont intimidé. Bon Dieu, veux-tu donc veiller sur son sommeil? Bon Dieu, veux-tu donc conseiller son conseil? Entre ses draps, il passera son mandat. Il nous l'a dit, allez-y, ouvre la saison des contrats.
That was taken from their album Cinq Quelque Part that came out in May 2017. Well, their first album, called Début, came out in January 2014, which was an album of a mixture of English and French songs. They do normally tour around Ontario quite a bit, and I look forward to next time they're in our area, or dans notre coin. Swinging back over to Montreal area, we have a band called Duchess Says, a punk band from Montreal, was created in late 2003, composed of Claude, Ismael, Phil, and Simon Says. They often perform in Ontario. This summer, they have visited Toronto, Sudbury, and Guelph for our Hillside event this year. Their songs are strong in images and give enormously intense performances. Here we have Duchess Says with their song Travailler, which is a newer release for them, came out in October 2016. This was pulled from their third album, called Science Nouvelle. Duchess Says was created in the late 2003 with their first album, Anthologie des Trois Perchoirs, and later came out with In a Fung Day, October 2011. Je vous remercie. Thank you for tuning in. I hope this program has expanded your music knowledge of French culture, adding some new flavors to your palate. For those listening to these bands for the first time, I hope it has sparked your interest into following these bands closer. Once again, we featured Les Québécois, Cœur de Pirate, Claude Pelgag, and Duchess Says. De Nouveau-Brunswick, we have Lisa Leblanc, and our own Ontario Francophones, Damien Robitaille, from the Georgian Bay Area, and Moonfruits from Ottawa. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left for today's episode. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in. Don't be afraid of trying out new flavors, expanding into the world of French music and culture. I'm Sandra Doucette, keeping you entertained for this half hour. Tune in again next time for more French music and culture.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, the National Camps and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and The Station. To learn more about the RVF series and the National RVF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RVF.